And we think outdoor time, there's a group that's really big on that, and the way that they deliver it to kids is fantastic today. That's Nature Play. And we know that when we're helping our kids to kind of learn and develop, doing it outdoors is a pretty good way to go about it. Let's go to Dr. Kelsey Prabhasia. She's Nature Play's CEO and in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so good to see you. Do you still get outside lots and lots?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have to.
Part of the job, part of my life, and having three kids, it's a really important thing for me to do.
Well, actually, it's a good point. So three kids, it's important to do, but you'd also understand how difficult it is to do as a parent as well.
Absolutely. I understand. And having three kids across three different age groups, I understand it's difficult for different reasons at different ages.
For sure. Now, what did you feel and think when you heard that story this week? I think it was a bit of a shock for some, a primary school with a physio because of all this increased neck and back problems, many saying it's to do with screen time and sitting down. What was your immediate thought when you read about that?
Well, my thought was lucky those kids that get a physio. But
yes.
If we restructured the way we were doing things in the classroom, we wouldn't need physios. So I think sometimes we're going about it a bit wrong. We keep putting band-aids on, like physios being the band-aid, when actually what we need is kids to just be moving around more.
Yeah, let's prevent it in the first place. It's funny there that you said, well, interesting when you talked about school, because a lot of this gets put on parents, and understandably so, you know, make sure your kids are outside, you know, all that kind of thing, not inside, not on their iPad too much. But when you think about a school day, I don't know, it's been a while since I've been in the classroom, but it is constructed a lot around sitting at a desk and looking at a screen.
Absolutely. And for some kids, it's a screen, you know, an iPad or a laptop, and it's also a big screen that the teachers are using as tools. And that's, you know, that's fine. There's a place for that. But what we're seeing is kids are getting less and less opportunity to move throughout the day. So that might be during class time, not having breaks where they get to move. And then recess and lunch, you know, with the recent heat waves, a lot of kids didn't get to go outside at all. And so I think we really need to think about kids spend so much time at school. And for some kids, it's also before school and after school care or daycare. And those hours add up. And for us parents, it can be a bit difficult to kind of counterbalance that lack of physical activity.
Yeah, you don't think about that with the weather, do you? But there would have been, and it's a precaution and a safety thing, right? So it gets too hot, kids stay in the shade so you don't go home burnt.
Yeah, that's how it should be. But we also see it happening with winter, with it's a bit wet, we won't let the kids outside, it's a bit hot, we won't let the kids outside. And for a lot of schools, and particularly newly built schools, they don't have any tree canopy. So there's no shade for the kids. So trying to fit a whole school into an undercover area for, you know, physical activity at recess and lunchtime, it's really difficult.
As parents and grandparents, we're geared to protect and keep our kids safe. But how do you find that line between being too overprotective and still letting your kids figure things out outside?
Yeah, we've gone a bit too far one way.
Yeah.
And we know that. We know that from the research. We know that from the way our kids are presenting. Pediatricians are overrun with kids with the kind of developmental delays that Nicole was referring to, but also we see a lot more anxiety in little people and in younger people, kids, you know, 3 and 4 years old. And so we can counteract some of that by just having free playtime outside.
Okay. So you're not just seeing it on the physical side, you're seeing it with mental development as well.
Yeah, we've seen a really alarming increase, particularly in anxiety in little ones. And once what the research is showing us is once that kids are experiencing those kind of health concerns, it's really difficult to turn it around. So it's something that they're likely to carry with them for the rest of their lives. So if we can try to get our little ones playing and outside and physically well and mentally well when they're little, that helps them as they get older.
You mentioned free play. So is it important to not just be outside, but not have everything so constructed, just let them figure it out?
It is really important. And a lot of adults don't realise that, both parents and perhaps educators as well, that when we're letting kids play by themselves, just muck around free play, they're also developing their social skills, their communication skills. You know, most of us can remember when we were little playing with our cousins and our siblings and the kids across the road. And you've really got to work out the rules for yourself. And they're really important skills for kids, and not just socially, but also for them to learn a bit of resilience. You know, if I'm too little to join in this game, I have to learn from it. Or if my big brother's bowling those cricket balls too fast at me, what am I going to do about it? And, you know, things like riding the bike, they're really important skills, risk assessment skills, that we need our kids to learn when they're little so that they can develop them a bit more as they get older.
You've touched on it there, but what's lost if you don't get that as a kid?
Oh, well, all kinds of things. Yeah, a lot of our resilience, which of course later comes back to be troubles with anxiety and well-being, but risk assessment skills are really important. And they're the kind of skills that you have to build on. So you can't just all of a sudden at 17 learn to judge risk and make good decisions or learn to deal with peer pressure. They're the kind of skills that you learn and develop as you get older. And so kids need to be exposed to them by not having adults facilitate every aspect of their life. But it also makes them feel good. They feel freer and they feel happier when they're allowed to just play.
So good things come when you just loosen the strings a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and it's good news for parents, and it's, you know, we can sort of step back a little bit.
Do less, they'll get more.
Have a cup of tea and let the kids play. It's good news.
It's funny. I was, Dylan, my son's quite young. He's 7 months, and on Tuesdays, it's him and I, and we take him out somewhere, and I went down to South Beach on Tuesday, 15-minute walk from my place, and we're just on that little grass bit there, which a lot of people will know. And so we were just hanging out. You know, he was out of the pram. Him and I were just on the grass. He was crawling around. We were just playing around. It was good fun. And I had two interactions that I found really interesting. So at one point, this bloke walked over, and he said, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. He goes, that's just the most beautiful picture. I've been watching you play with your son. That's fantastic. And I thought, that's great. It makes us feel good. Yeah. And then about 10 minutes later, someone else came over and said, oh, don't you have a mat for your boy? And I thought, oh, I don't have a mat. And I looked around, and there was a few other parents around, and they all had their kids on mats. And I thought, is he supposed to be on a mat? It's just the grass. It's a bit of dirt, you know. Half of it's on his face. But I did question myself for a second.
Yeah, and sometimes as parents, we feel like we're always being judged and we're always found to be wrong. But actually what you're doing is really important for Dylan's gut health and his biome. And we don't necessarily need to have supplements to make our kids healthy. We have a beautiful environment, and particularly here in WA, we have a beautiful environment, and it's really important that we expose our kids to it. And I always say to my kids, your skin is your barrier. You don't need gloves. You've got skin, and you can wash your hands with soap after.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're seeing so many complications with our kids' health because they're not being exposed to that really natural environment. And simple things like letting them play on the grass without a mat is actually a big tick.
All right, there you go. I can. There's a sigh of relief there for me this morning. Thank you for that. I was just worried I was turning him into a Dockers supporter, just being that close to the Fremantle ground.
I mean, there's many things we could do that are much worse than not put our kids on a mat.
Yeah, there you go. I want to talk about nature play because I suppose the scope of your work is actually quite broad. But when you boil it down, what is the main goal of all of those programs and all of those things that you do?
Yeah, we want kids to have a good childhood. We want them to be happy, healthy kids. So it's about physical health and mental health. And that's by being outside, unstructured play, connecting to nature and connecting to community. And so for a lot of people, it's kind of, if we reminisce about our childhoods, that's what it was. It was being able to just play, muck around, have a good childhood. And that's what we want for kids.
Has this job made you reflect on your own childhood a bit?
So much.
Really?
Yeah, so much. And I think probably for a while there, it was cool for all of us to go, our parents didn't parent us, you know, what were they doing? But when we sort of look back a generation or two, the old people really knew what they were doing. They were getting us out in the early sun. We were getting our vitamin D. We were getting exposed to the natural environment. There were a few things that didn't quite go to plan either. But, you know, we fell off our bikes. We scraped our knees. We got back on. We had arguments with our friends and siblings, and we learned some really important things. And so, yeah, I do. I reflect a lot, and I think I'm really lucky that I got to have a pretty free-range childhood.
Yeah. So has it changed the way that you parent your own kids then as well? Because I know that you've got three children, as you mentioned before, and you've been in this role for a few years now, but kids came before and after that. So has it changed anything at home for you?
Yeah, I think particularly for my first, we're probably all the same with our first, you know, you're a little bit nervy and probably don't want to expose them to too much.
Yeah.
But my kids had the really amazing experience of spending 4 years growing up in Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
And so they've been exposed to all kinds of things. And for me to learn from older cultures and older people, and for example, my mother-in-law had 8 children. So you learn pretty quickly that being relaxed is a really good way to be.
Yeah. Wow. That would have been really interesting. What was life like in Indonesia?
Amazing, chaotic.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have a really beautiful, supportive way of letting kids be kids. And my kids feel like they had the best childhood possible.
It's interesting talking about maybe some older generations over there in Indonesia. I think when you look here as well, the way we live's changed a lot, probably since you and I were kids. We're probably living on smaller blocks, maybe a little bit more reluctant to just let the kids go out and be kids as well. And, you know, there's safety concerns and all that kind of stuff. But is that, are you seeing that as a real impact? And it makes, I suppose, some of the facilities and the programs of Nature Play more important?
Yeah, we kind of wish our programs weren't important, but they really are. And we also know that if we're getting our kids outside and we're letting kids play outside in sort of age appropriate ways, it also builds up that sense of community. And often the perceived risk that we have is completely out of whack with the actual risk. And we're putting our kids at more risk by not letting them develop physically and emotionally and cognitively in the way that they should. So we think we're protecting them, but actually what we're setting them up for is a bit of trouble in the future.
All right. So the one message off the back of this story this week where kids are needing physio because of screen time, what's the one message to parents, grandparents, and maybe those in the education system as well?
Yeah, well, the Finnish system, which is meant to be the best in the world, they have 45-minute lessons, 15-minute break, 45-minute lessons, 15-minute break. And so that would be my thing. If we don't want our kids to have problems because of screens and sitting still too much, let them have a break. Just like we want a break after a good focused session, just let them have a break, let them have a play.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good stuff to remember, particularly on a long weekend. Let them loose. Go have a cup of tea.
Yep.
Kelsey, so good to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Kelsey Prabhasia, the CEO of Nature Play. Some good lessons there.